This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out to the pits and see how the composite trade is doing. In Kansas City, May wheat, 758 up 6 1/4. July, 763 up 6 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 725 3/4 up 3 3/4. July, 724 1/2 up 3 3/4. May corn, 725 1/2 down 3. July, 709 1/4 down 2 3/4. December, 561 down 1 1/4. May soybeans, 1409 1/2 up 2 3/4, now 2 1/2. July, 1390 1/2 up 2 1/2. November, 1252 1/2 down 3. May soybean meal, 410 now 411 down 60. May soybean oil, 49.65 up 17 cents. April live cattle, 125.17 1/2 down 15. March feeder cattle, 134.80 down 120. And April lean hog, 77.05 down 117 1/2.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Dave. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning to you. I was going to say a minute or two ago when I was thinking what to ask that corn was a very mixed affair, but all of a sudden it just turned all red.
It did. What it did was it went down and it actually tested the 200-day moving average, and it seems as if it's found a little bit of support. It went through it, and now it's bounced, and it's back above it again. So it's coming under some pressure. I think that, you know, we got a very supportive ethanol production report today. We saw the production was up 1.5%, and stocks were actually down 1.2%. So that's better than what most people thought it was going to be. But I think you're going to see a lot of movement ahead of the USDA report coming in the end of the week or the end of the month, and people just testing out. You know, there's one side says, okay, we're going to have tighter corn stocks. The next side says, no, the stocks aren't going to be as tight. And, you know, and if you look at export sales, I think you could easily see another 50 million bushel drop. They may increase imports by about another 25 million. I can believe that because, you know, the sales, when you look at export sales, now we're on pace for 1 billion bushels on export sales. But when you look at inspections, which is really the key, there we're only on pace for about 720 million bushels. And so it's going to be interesting. Feed use is the wild card, and, you know, there's been a lot of speculation that the feed use is going to be higher, and that's going to be the key when we actually get into the report.
The technical action that we're seeing on old corn crop, is this tipping the hand to what we think we might see at the end of the month?
I think so. I think the technical action, you know, this is very typical, Dave. We could have everything traded into this market before we get to the end of the month. And even if we come in with a bullish grain stocks report, if it's already built in, it's not going to make any difference, you know. So the key comes down to, and especially when you're a producer, if you're thinking about making sales based on the idea that we're going to have a bullish report, you probably want to reward the rallies that we've just had. I mean, if you look at this, back on the 7th, we were down at 682, and today we're sitting here at 725. Plus, we've got a really good basis situation. You're going to have to really look at that closely. What I've been telling guys is, you know, if we go up significantly prior to the report, and I'm not saying we're done going up, you need to reward it with some sales and be ready to re-own it if that's the case. But I do think it's definitely tipping the hand. The trade usually does. They're trading the sentiment of the market, and that is that we're going to have a bullish stocks report.
I think two things. One, cash corn, at least in Champaign, is, well, it was around 30 over quoted earlier in the week. So you're looking cash corn 761. If you took advantage of the top of the market today, that surely has shaken some corn loose. And the second thing, I think, is that just a sort of a human nature thing. Who wants to be on the wrong side of the market at 11 o'clock on next Thursday going into a short weekend?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's no question, but that's probably more of a trader sentiment than it is a producer sentiment.
That's why I give both of those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is the way it is in that respect. The other side of it is you have to, you know, you may be able to say it surely shook some corn loose, but guys who are down to gambling stocks may be sitting on it waiting for an $8 mark, you know, and thinking that they're going to get $8. So, you know, we'll see. If it really does shake it, we'll see, just like we did last week where there was pressure on the bean market because farmers were selling beans because they really scared them to pieces. Even though when you look at the bean market is just unbelievable, you know, our inspection level, we're at 86% of the USDA's 1.345 billion bushels, and that's 86% with 24 weeks to go yet. And so, you know, when you look on the bean side of things, I would expect to see some support just from that idea, the fact that we're probably oversold. And there, too, before the report, I think we'll see a lot of that built into the marketplace.
I think quarterly grain stocks could be very telling for what's left in the U.S.
Well, there's no question about that. I think that, you know, the only question there will be, of the grain stocks, how much of it is aflatoxin corn, and how lax will they get when it comes to the requirements for what you can sell and how many parts per million. And we know from being down when we did the meeting down in Belleville, there were guys down there that were actually screening corn, running it through a cleaner, trying to get all of the fines out, because the fines are what will really trip you up sometimes. And so it's going to be a fight to the last kernel. And there's no question. But I don't think anybody can sit on old crop corn and just feel comfortable that they're going to get some huge prices. We've got really strong basis, and we've got a very strong nearby market, and the reason is they want the grain. Now, look what happened yesterday when we started talking about Cyprus. And suddenly the whole market started to get all excited and get nervous, and look what it's done to the cattle market and to the hog market in terms of the demand, the concerns about demand. We just can't let ourselves find, you know, be in that kind of a situation. And on the reverse side, Dave, when you look at end users, they can't just sit back and say, holy cow, you know, corn's going to go down to that $5 level and I don't have to worry. You better be worried, because it's cold, it's wet, and if we have a delayed planting situation and we have to wait an additional 6 weeks compared to when we started last year, I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough. And you can't feed dollar bills to cattle or dairy or hogs or anything else. You need grain. And, you know, yes, we have wheat, but it only goes so far and only so much can be used.
And as we look at the marketplace and the look at the outside markets, what are you seeing there today?
Well, I think, you know, what we're seeing on the Dow Jones especially is, you know, we're seeing some marking time with the idea that they think the Fed is going to come out. You know, the Fed's finishing up their two-day meeting today, and mm-hmm. that they're probably going to come out and not change much of anything as far as that goes. The dollar's a little softer today. That should be supportive to us, and I think that what that you know, the old term they always talk about, risk on. Well, I think that they've backed off a little bit on the Cyprus situation, and now we're seeing some profit taking coming into that market.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current take in the marketplace, May corn, 725 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. July, 709 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. December, 560 and a half, down 1 3/4. May soybeans, 1410 and a half, up 3 3/4. July, 1391 and a half, up 3 1/2. And November, at 1253, down 2 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time. On today.